produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome. I'm so glad that you joined us this morning because it is time for With Your Success in Mind. I'm Cheryl Cormier. I'm your host, and let's get started. Good morning and happy Tuesday. This is Cheryl Cormier, and today's topic is all about fear. Fear. And what it means to each of us. Just recently, I passed my 3-year stroke anniversary, and I realized that I've been dealing with a lot of fear of the unknown. And hopefully, something that we can discover together is how to deal better with fear, how to put it in proper perspective. In addition to dealing with my own mortality and whether or not I'll have another stroke, a massive stroke, being somewhere and just falling out, in addition to all of that, dealing with issues with my mother's health, well, she's doing okay. It's just a matter of some arthritis, some mobility issues. But my father is also in the hospital. Recently, he fell and broke ribs and has 2 fractures in his back, one of which they're concerned about it severely damaging his spine. And he is suffering from some extent of dementia, which means he's not able to understand. So there's fears around that. And we all have to face them at one point or another, dealing with our aging parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents. We all have to deal with it, but when you come face to face with it, it's a matter of how do I put it in perspective, dealing with the emotional side of it, how do I step up and help, dealing with the practical side of it. It can be overwhelming. And when you compare that, or when you pair that with dealing with your own issues, it can become somewhat paralyzing. So how do we push through? How do we get through all of life's adversities and still deal? How do we get through with some modicum of hope and faith and belief, and while still being tested and tested on every turn? I, for one, with regards to fear of the unknown, for the past 3 years, I've been, I guess you would say, completely silenced by my stroke. I used to be, I guess I would consider myself somewhat articulate, a compelling speaker, and the stroke really, I felt, took that away from me. So for the past 3 years, it has silenced me. It's getting better. My diction is getting better. My sense of recall, my short-term memory is getting better. But it is something that the things that we take for granted, the things that we would just do through, you know, through rote memory, I guess, one would say, it can be so disabling to realize that it can be taken away just like that. So this is my first foray into trying to get back. Well, I don't like the word trying because that's setting yourself up for failure. This is my first foray into getting back to myself, getting back to being able to express myself, and being grateful to God that I'm still here. Being grateful in the sense that if He allowed the struggle to happen to me, what must it mean in terms of the lesson I'm supposed to learn, but also the example that I can set? And if I can help anybody that's listening to this broadcast to know that you can do it, whatever it is, that it's really about, I guess, doing it afraid. And not being afraid of not being perfect, that in our imperfection comes the lesson of the extent of God's blessing. It comes the lesson of stepping out on faith and letting Him take control. You know, the fear is just so overwhelming. It's so, I don't know how to express it otherwise. It's just paralyzing. And it reminds me of the song we should sing in our teenage BTU every Sunday. Don't let the devil ride, because if you let him ride, he surely want to drive. So just don't let him ride. And fear is essentially an invitation for him to ride. It's essentially, you know, just us saying, well, come on, devil, come on. You know, just step right on in here. Just take my fear and make it a reality. Because if we really step back and think about it, our fears are simply the unknown. And it's simply the anticipation of the worst case scenario happening. And that's what paralyzes us. But if we recognize that we have every opportunity to create and embrace whatever happens with attitude of, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to serve as an example to others. I'm going to serve as an inspiration to others. I'm going to learn from whatever happens. It's all a matter of perspective. And so what I can say to you is, don't let the devil ride. Don't let him rob you of a fabulous future, a future that only God knows the extent of the joy, of the happiness, of the fulfillment that you'll receive. And if we embrace fear, it will simply rob you of all that you could be, all that you could do, all that you could have. And that's just not the way that we're intended to live. We're intended to live in joy, in peace, in love, in harmony, and in looking forward to embracing each day. And I guess after my stroke, with all that's going on with me right now, it's really a matter of just embracing it, just waking up each day and knowing that God's got me, that whatever happens, whatever is going to happen, that is in His will. And in His will, that's where we're going to find the peace. That's where I hope that I can embrace His will, accept His will, understand that I'm being put in positions where I could help others and where I could be of inspiration. Because that's certainly all what it's, everything that it's about. And, you know, obviously with all of these health issues with me, my mom, my dad, it really is all about health. It is all about our wellness. And if there's one thing that I've learned over the past 3 years, it's to take better care of ourselves. You know, I view our wellness as a bank account. When we're born, we're given a bank account, and it's on full. We have our full complement of vitamins. We have our full complement of nutrition. We have our full complement of, you know, our the mobility, of our agility. We have everything that we need, you know. And as we age, we start to draw down against those deposits. So we start to use more of the vitamin A, the vitamin K, the phosphorus, the potassium, the whatever. And if we don't put it back in the account, if we don't take supplements to put back into our account, then we're constantly drawing against it. And eventually what we do is we reach a point where we reach a zero balance or a deficit. And so every day following that, we're drawing down on that. We become deficient in our vitamins. We become deficient in our minerals. We reach a point where, you know, our bones become brittle. Our movement becomes less agile. We just become deficient, and we break down, and that leads to discomfort, that leads to disease, that leads to being not at ease in terms of our physical bodies. So I've learned that even more so, that we all have the responsibility to take care of our vessel, to really make a concerted effort to be able to replenish all of the nutrition that we need in our life. Because without it, you know, we will have to pay the price. And, you know, there's a saying that you're going to pay for it one way or the other. Either you will pay in terms of the modest amount that you will have to pay to replenish it with supplements and with nutrition and things along that line, still being healthy, or you pay the ultimate price in terms of the amount that you'll pay when you get sick, what you'll pay with in terms of your discomfort and your disease, or the amount, unfortunately, that we pay because we have chronic illness. And that's just not a good place to be in. So I've really come to the conclusion that we really have to pay more attention to our wellness. And so if you're within the sound of my voice, I really implore you to look into what do I need to be doing in order to safeguard my my nutritional wellness, making better food choices, making better choices in terms of movement. That doesn't mean get out and run a marathon, but it means making sure that I'm stretching, making sure that I'm moving, making sure that I'm flexing all of my muscles. You know, when we're children, you know, it's funny. We get out and we run and we hop and we played, and all of those things would make sure that we're constantly lubricating our joints and constantly flexing our muscles and constantly, you know, building up a reservoir of good energy stores and good health. And as we have gotten older, that becomes exercise. You know, that becomes work. That becomes something else that we have to do. So find something that you like to do, whether it's dancing, or whether it's riding a bike, or playing tennis, you know, whatever it is, find something that you enjoy doing, and do it, because that's the only way that we can truly be able to ward off, for lack of a better word, ward off and be able to ensure that our futures and our days, that as we live them, we live our best life. So as this broadcast comes to a close, I would just want to encourage everybody to not let fear consume you, to instead look at it as an opportunity to really be able to embrace it, to show others and be an inspiration to others what can be done to overcome it. Normally I would take the recording for this broadcast. I would review it several times to try and get it perfect. I would re-record it. But you know, I'm not going to even listen to this back again. I'm just going to put it out there because I know that in our imperfections and through our vulnerabilities, that is the lesson that we can pass on to others. That God's not asking for perfection. He's just asking for us to show up. And I am so happy and proud that I am showing up today. So I ask you all for your prayers as I pray for you and for your families. I ask for your prayers for my family, for the evolution of each of us as human beings. I ask you for prayers for, whatever is going on in your life, whatever is a point of contention for you, that God would ease that, would give you the ability to put it into its proper perspective and to keep moving with that which you can control and to focus on those things, to really be present with the life that you have been blessed with and present in doing the things that you can do to make this world a better place. With that, I leave you with Positive by Erica Campbell. Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive. Enjoy. And until next time, with your success in mind.
I gotta tell. Bet I'm about to flex on him. Study for the test on him. Positive, my guy can do it.
With that, everybody, we've come to the conclusion of our broadcast for today. I hope you will have a great day, a great week, a great month. As you celebrate life, move forward in excellence and prayer. This has been Cheryl Cormier with your success in mind. Have a beautiful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.